you talk about this with our kids now, even Kurt would talk about in Roth, the kids after they had school or something, they would drive up and down Main Street afterwards. Well, at DMT, there wasn't any place to drive, so if you drove yourself to school, which I don't think they did, I think most everybody came on the bus. I don't remember kids driving any car to school at all, really. They would just go home because there wasn't any street to drive on. I was one of the lucky ones because I lived just a quarter mile from the school to the east. I walked to school. I didn't like to ride the bus because one time when I did ride the bus, the bus driver forgot me and drove on by, and then he remembered I was on the bus, and so then I used to hide at the school until the bus left, and then I'd walk home behind it when it went my way. But anyway, one of the things that we did that you can't do anymore, there was a young person at each one of the four houses that lived closest to the school. And so I was east of the schoolhouse. Kathy Majorovas lived south of the school. Lowell Diggs lived west of the school, and Ronnie Ives lived north of the school. And so every morning we would walk to school, and or Kathy and I, we laughed about, we'd get our dad to drive us sometimes, and we'd go to school about an hour early, and we would do our homework, or we would just sit in the assembly and visit together when we were in high school. And now the kids say that they lock the school until like a half an hour before school or 15 minutes before school, and then they open it up. Where we just, the school was open, and we would just be in there for like an hour all by ourselves, and people never thought about it. And also in wintertime, sometimes if we wanted a book from school, we knew that there was one window in a downstairs locker that they didn't keep locked. And so if we needed something over the weekend, like on a Sunday afternoon or something, we just slip over, open up that locker window, and slip in and go up and get a book or an instrument if we'd forgotten it at school, and then slip out and shut the window and go home. We didn't think anything about it, but now, of course, that would probably be frowned on. But those are just some of the fun things that we got to do that wouldn't be possible anymore because the school is locked up tight, and certainly before school, they wouldn't allow a bunch of kids in, but there were just four of us, and we didn't cause any problems, and they didn't think anything about it. And so we had a special bond, the four of us, because those other three were from the class ahead of me, and so we were very good friends because we spent a lot of time together before school.